by offbeat tones, far out and unknown. The only kind of jazz I dig is abstract and ingrown. I love those real six sides. They're the ones that move. Thinly blown, neurotic tones intensify and groove me. I love those real sick sounds scraping harshly through me. A weird, forlorn, psychotic horn can vibrate and unglue me. I don't respond to harmonies played on muted trumpets. I'm left unmoved by country songs sweetly wailed by three related strumpets. I love those real sick sounds, tones that just offend me, the sounds that grate and irritate, they stimulate and send me.
We walking home, we walking home, we walking home, walking home. Who's the last boss? Who's the last boss? Who's the last boss? Who's the spot? Who's the spot? Kisses, just some few kisses, and I bring you home, bring you home. Who's the last spot? Who's the last spot? Walking home, we are walking home. Just some few kisses. I bring her home. Oh, oh, to the love spot, the love spot. Oh, oh, to the spot, fuck. On to the spot, fuck. On to the spot, fuck. On to the spot, fuck. No Holy Ghost, no Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Ghost. Schon klar, klar. Sein Haar, schon klar, klar. Ich werde du, ich werde dich werden du. Ich wär wie du, ich wär wie du, ich wär dich, wär wie du, ich wär dich, wär wie du. Walk the price, walk the price, take me to you. I walk the price, love the club, I walk the luck.
Listening to The Eternal Now on WFMU.org. We just heard from Sprung aus den Wolken with Anyway, Don't Do the Sport Fuck. Just before that, Het Zweet with the track Tribal Noise 2. And both of those tracks were from a compilation, a double LP compilation, NL Centrum. I guess that was a space where artists would do residencies. This happened from 83 till 86. And a lot of the good bands on that compilation, like Deform, Der Plan, Liebach. Anyway, we started that set off with Misana. Actually, that was not the very first track, but Misana was just before Het Zweet with Hyper Chaotic. That was track 2 off of that CD. And the first track was Katie Lee with Real Sick Sounds, from the album Songs of Couch and Consultation. Up next, Macronympha.
Something's gotten into him.
Sometimes everything glows with a different kind of light.
Deep into him.
What are you telling me? That we killed someone last night?
Something bad.
Khaki, Brian.
Something slimy.
What are you doing?
Something very...
I know something's happened to you.
Very...
How is that?
Hungry.
We can't keep killing people every time you're hungry.
You're mine now, Brian. I own you.
Gotta get out of here fast. Go where?
You're a wreck, Brian.
Leave me alone!
Whenever you want to stop hurting, you come to me.
Brain damage. It will turn you inside out.
You're listening to The Eternal Now. My name is Andy Ortman. We just heard the Brain Damage trailer. And just before that, Ceramic Hello with Footsteps in the Fog. And a longer excerpt in front of that from Kevin Drum, the cassette Horror of Birth. I believe the name of the track was Smelling in Stereo. And we started that set off with Macro Nympha from the Self Abuse label, their 7-inch series, the Murder series, in the early 90s. And that was, Macro Nympha. Up next, from the East Coast, New England area, Angst Hasa Fefa Naza.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Eternal Now. My name is Andy Ortman. We just heard from the Electro Harmonics Work Band. That was a demonstration record put out by Electro Harmonics in the late 70s. And before that, we heard two tracks from Controlled Bleeding. Last one was Vulgus Fakes. And before that, Intro. Those were both from the album Body Samples on the Dossier label. And we started that off with Angst Haza Pfeffer Naza. Chris Cooper, also in the band Fat Worm of Error, assuming that they are still a band. Anyway, up next, here's some electronic music for you. Thank you.
After working on electronic simulations of orchestral sounds, I thought, why not try vocal sounds as well? I soon learned that the most distinctive qualities of the human voice are inherently much more difficult to synthesize than seemingly equally complex qualities of instrumental sounds. Our first success in suggesting vocal choral effects was in 1969's Monteverdi's Domine ad Adjuvandum. It took a lot of hardware, several borrowed extra modules, and a lot of practice to coordinate both hands and feet. While it was certainly different, we thought the results were too crude, and this method was abandoned. Remembering Homer Dudley's invention of the vocoder in the 30s, I asked Bob Moog to put together something like a vocoder using his standard modules. We originally called it a spectrum encoder decoder. What a terrible name. Of course, vocoders may be well known now, but they were hardly on everyone's lips in those days. Here is what we were able to come up with using Bob's 10-band device from 1970.
I am a 10-band vocoder. I was designed by Trans Electronic Music and built by R.A. Moog in the summer of 1970. If a synthesizer output is fed into my voicing circuit, I can even sing solo and chorus parts as follows.
Reaction in 1970 was extreme. People hated it. They thought imitating an instrument was okay, but a human voice? No. Still, some of us really liked this Ninth Symphony realization, and we thought that if only we could come up with a proper introductory piece of music located just before the Ninth, we could better prepare timid listeners for the concept of vocoding, gradually introducing more and more until by the end, the Beethoven would not sound so intimidating. Thus, the origin of time steps was largely pragmatic rather than artistic, although by the end it really had become a genuine composition on its own. Here's how the first bit of vocoding was introduced in time steps with a bit of Gregorian chant. Later in time steps, there appears this duet for two singing parts. Thank you. reaction to the Time Steps Ninth Symphony pairing was very favorable. The gentle introduction gambit had paid off. Even Stanley Kubrick surprised us by deciding to use both realizations in Clockwork Orange. However, in spite of the success, Rachel and I soon decided that the vocoder had important but limited use.
Recently, the situation has improved, as you can hear right now. This speech is being synthesized using two large synton vocoders with pitch control by a Fairlight voice tracker.
These are very intelligible and flexible tools, especially when combined with digitally synthesized wave shapes, and that combination
of good older ideas with new technology is really what the best of electronic music is all about.
Vocoders turn out to be most useful doing things which are not particularly vocal.
Here's an early such experiment on the lower three parts of Fantasy and Favorite Things.
It's probably a good idea here to tell you that all of the above music was done with a single 8-track Ampex and a 2-track before anyone convinces you that you really need 24, 32, or more tracks to do serious electronic music.
You're listening to WFMU, and we just heard from Wendy Carlos from the album Secrets of Synthesis, and that was a track about vocal synthesis. And just before that was Pierre Henry from the album Le Voyage, an electronic score based on the Tibetan Book of the Dead. The name of that track was Wrathful Deities, and just before that from my compilation album entitled New Music for Electronic and Recorded Media, we heard from Joanna M. Beyer. The name of that track was Music of the Spheres, and we started that set off with Henry Pozur. Scambi, name of that track. Up next, duo from Chicago, Piss, 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 Moan, 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 from a self-released cassette by the band.
Thank you. Thank you. butthole surfers are boring, you know it's true.
Just heard from David Shaw, also of the band Sockeye. This is from a cassette from 1989 entitled More Songs Than Sore Throat. As Sore Throat at that time put out an album with 101 songs, it says 102. There is about four or five of them I played off of this, and they were in reverse order. I'd rather watch TV than get a job. Before that, Michael Board is so controversial. Just before that, the Butthole Surfers are boring. Just before that, Sex Song. Just before that, Mick Jagger is old. And the first David Shaw song was I Like to Drink Coffee. Before that, Deform track Animal Instincts, also from aforementioned compilation that from the beginning of the show, double LP and 7-inch. It's on the playlist. Just before that, Spencer Yay, from an album on Tone Filth, Solo Violin. And we start that set off with Piss, 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 Moan, Moan, Moan. I believe the drummer has a birthday today or tomorrow. Happy birthday to you. And that is all for me for the Eternal Now. My name is Andy Ortman. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week. And I will leave you with a final song from Club Moral, also from aforementioned double LP compilation, NT Centrum. This track is called I Wanna Be Injured. Thank you.